Ladysmith-based singer-songwriter Ryan McMahon hopes to evoke an array of emotions as he shares his first album since 2019, Live Now, with audiences on his tour throughout Western Canada. The album was recorded at Warehouse Studio owned by Canadian icon Bryan Adams in downtown Vancouver. Read more. Fans of Vancouver Islander Ryan McMahon. In line for a smile. I think my favorite part of recording Live Now was the expeditiousness of it all, said McMahon. In some of my past studio experiences, I found the recording process to be quite tedious and overthought. For this new album, our whole team generally went with our initial gut feelings when it came to song choices and what would make them the very best for the listener. Throw in the fact that Bryan Adams and his longtime bandmate Keith Scott were around daily, and it added to a really exciting atmosphere where I believed in the atmosphere, the process and myself once again. The tour will include two special performances at Duncan's Providence Farm just barely a month apart. His first concert will be from 7 to 10 p.m. at the chapel on April 6. Tickets are $30 and doors open at 6:30 p.m. His second show, separate from his new album tour, will be at the special fundraiser, Mending Fences, for the Cowichan Therapeutic Riding Association on May 4, where he will be joined by special guest Chris Andres. After coming off another long tour, I always see playing near home in a new light, said McMahon. I love where we're from so much, never more than now, and the fact that I'm able to play several shows in my neck of the woods feels so good. I'm grateful that I have the support of this area of Vancouver Island. One of the CTRA directors had seen McMahon perform a previous simple concert on the island with food trucks and lawn chairs and knew it would be a perfect fit for their fundraiser. They hope to raise $15,000 through raffle ticket sales, and a 50-50 draw. The music was great and a good time was had, said CTRA Executive Director Jill O'Neill. CTRA is on the building road coming out of the tough 2 years of COVID, and the term mending fences came from building up the community link and actually raising funds to mend our fences at CTRA. Having a local musician as entertainment follows that theme of bringing the community together. This money will go to our facility to mend fences and do some much-needed upkeep on our building. Those attending the fundraiser will have the chance to partake in barn tours starting at 5:30 p.m. before the show starts at 6:30 p.m. Tickets are $85. The event will feature a raffle, bar and food trucks. Concert goers will also have the chance to pre-order charcuterie boxes from Mensch Kitchen and Catering, with proceeds being donated to CTRA. I'm starting to get to the point of my life where I'm not looking at life in such an insular manner, said McMahon. I want to take part in more things that gives back and brings pieces and benefits others. When I was asked to take part in this event, I was more than happy to toss my hat in the ring and answer the call. It'll be a wonderful night of music and connection. McMahon will also play Osborne Bay Pub in Crofton on June 8, with two more planned Duncan concerts this year at Blue Grouse Winery on July 18, and the Duncan Showroom on October 3. For ticket information, visit ryanmcmahon.com. McMahon has shared the stage with some iconic Canadian talent. He kicked off the release of his album Live Now just 2 nights before heading out as support for the legendary Tom Cochrane last November, as well as opening for the Guess Who's former frontman Burton Cummings for 11 dates throughout BC and Alberta in June of last year. Last fall, his album release party for Live Now, which was hosted by the Fraternal Order of Eagles Auxiliary in support of the Ladysmith Arts Council, sold out in a record time of 6 hours at the Ladysmith Eagles Hall. I think we tried to inject as much optimism and hope onto Live Now as we possibly could, said McMahon. I hope my fans, and new ears alike, find joy in these songs and the lyrics in particular. As for the concerts themselves, I'm so proud of the acoustic duo show that my piano player, Joel Spillett, and I have put together. Stripping the songs back down to the way they sounded when they were written gives audiences a fresh take on some of my older material and the new songs as well. We make quite a bit of noise for just a couple of fellas.